Independent politicians are in active talks around forming a centrist federal party. It's to combat the rise of One Nation, which could end up being Australia's main opposition based on recent polling. Independents Zali Steggall and Allegra Spender are said to be leading the push for the new party and have also approached Senator David Pocock.
I think we're in a real time of flux politically, and there's people actually looking for candidates who are going to come to Canberra and actually put them first.
But while other independents say forming a political party could help with representation and funding, not all of them are on board with the idea. So could a new party like this become a political force in Australia? Minor parties have struggled to break through in the lower house of parliament. In 2022, the Greens won four lower house seats, only to lose three of them at the next election. Before that, Nick Xenophon's Centre Alliance managed to win one lower house seat and three Senate spots in 2016, but lost the Senate seats at the next two elections. But the rise of the so-called teal independents has shown there's appetite for socially left, economically right representation, particularly in the inner city. Many of these independents have financial backing from Climate 200, which has supported roughly 10 independent lower house MPs over the years, and appealed to the electorate's concerns around the environment and integrity in politics. Most of them have unseated Liberal politicians. Zali Steggall famously beat former Prime Minister Tony Abbott for the seat of Warringah in 2019, and Allegra Spender won the seat of Wentworth, which used to be Malcolm Turnbull's old seat. Mr Turnbull says he isn't actively involved in the setup of this new party, but says it could appeal to moderate Liberal voters concerned that the coalition has lost its way.
At the moment, there's only one major party that you could describe as a centre party, which is the Labor Party. And I think there is a vacuum for an alternative centre party. Now, the Teals would be obvious people to be part of that or to do that, and I've talked to them about that publicly.
Over the past few election cycles, the coalition has lost a lot of votes in metro areas and now only hold a handful of city seats. But now it's at risk of losing even more seats in country Australia, and recently lost the regional seat of Farrer to One Nation at a by-election. It's not clear what this centrist party might look like. Many of the Teal MPs championed their independence from party structures as part of their election campaigns. But minor parties have shared resources, bargaining power, and higher value campaign finance if they have enough members. Whether a party is formed or not, Redbridge pollster Cos Samaras says it's clear the next election won't be like any in recent history.
It's pretty clear that we are seeing a seismic shift in our democracy. We are evolving into a multi-party system rather than two-party system. There were individuals within both Labor and the Liberal Party camp for some time who thought that this could never happen, but they didn't bother to ask Australians who are clearly wanting to see a lot more diversity in the parliament and a lot more choice.
At the last federal election, independents and minor parties won just over a third of the national share of vote. The next federal election is due to be held in 2028.